Did he also say that the moon was a burnt out earth?
He never said these things. He referred it to all these scientists. All the, this petty question, you know, the trash would be going to these scientists.
In some of those old in one of those old discourses, though, from the late 20s, Baba said it's an old earth.
Yeah.
And that's published.
It's published. Okay. Who published? Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
No wonder it is known as the Los Angeles region.
Los Angeles. This Advent, Baba is one of the first avatars to ever go all over the world. Maybe next Advent he'll have to go
over the space. That's why the spaceships are now making ready for that. Yeah, it is. Because
can
I still,
you imagine what the new life
I
will be
still
like
remember what, what will be the new life will be. It is from Earth to space. New life.
That's another new life.
Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, what I was saying is that he told us this also. That see how the inventions have taken place and with what rapidity they have taken place. And it appears as if man is so intelligent to invent so many things and think of such things. But who is at the bottom of it? Why do they do it? It is because I have to use these things. I had to make use of these. So in preparation for that, they have given this to the world.
Use of, you mean the scientific discoveries?
Yeah. For his work. All the... take for instance the plane. Then he quoted, take for instance the plane. How would it be if the plane had not been? Because that makes me go from one place to another in no time, come back again, and so forth.
What about the nuclear weapons? Did he ever mention them?
They were there at the time. Yeah, that will be later on used. You see, nuclear energy would be used for him to go to space when he comes again. Who knows? He has not said so. Please don't quote me.
No.
Quote me if you want to, that Eris said so. I don't mind.
Erich, did Baba ever speak of the Holocaust and...
Yeah, he's Holocaust in the sense that he would so often tell us about the destruction of 3/4 of the world. But at that time, we dumb people, you know, had no ideas to put him a cross question. What do you mean by 3/4 of the world? Of 3/4 of humanity, 3/4 of animal world, 3/4 of vegetation, 3/4 of our nature. What is that 3/4 of the world? What do you mean by world? We never put that question to him. And later on, it came into our minds and heads. What does he mean by 3/4 of the world? Is it 3/4 of our animality, or nature, human-animal nature that will be destroyed, or really speaking, the human beings will be destroyed, or the creation, 3/4 of the what does he mean by that? So that's how it is. But he hinted at that, he told us. Not only hinted, but I think it's printed by Los Angeles printers. Of course it is. Yeah.
Phyllis is the Baba printer in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Erich, the question I was asking referred to the Second World War Holocaust, the destruction of the Jewish people under Hitler.
Yeah,
and that whole Holocaust, rise of Stalin and Hitler triumvirate.
He did say that. He did refer to that. That Holocaust. But he referred it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
People in the world take it to be in a negative sense.
That's why we need the positive sense.
The positive sense is simple, he said. People in the world think that, because they used to ask this question, put this question to Baba, and says, Baba, if there is God, why did God permit such a thing? You say that you are God in human form. And how can it be that your presence in the world is here and you allow, you permitted such a catastrophe, this Holocaust? And so Baba said, with a deep sigh, says, should I tell you the truth? Do you want it to know? What do you make out of this Holocaust? Tremendous suffering. Mankind crying out. How is it possible? The very story that we hear gives us shivers of the atrocities that were committed in the, by man to man. This is, yeah, you say that, that's true. But why did you permit this? So then he said, take it for instance that everything went off plain and smooth sailing. Man becomes, suppose if this Holocaust had not been there, the Great World War wouldn't have been there, Nazis were not there, this and this had not Coming been bomb. There, all that, all this was not there, there would have been a sort of an atmosphere of complacency spread over this earth. Taken for granted, their living and their life, the water is free and air is free to breathe and there is food growing there and abundance in nature and everything is fine and all that. And they would have lapsed into, from humanity into animality. Now take the other picture. What happened with the atrocities and the Holocaust that you call it, which is considered to be the most negative, that was, how could it be permitted by God? But Baba said that it is my great compassion and love for humanity that I permitted this. Why do I say is that at least this thing, because most important thing is to remember the Lord, remember the Creator, remember Him all the time, to love Him all the time, call out to Him with all your heart and soul. You wouldn't want to call it up. So at least a cross-section of humanity was permitted this benefit, to call out to Him with all their might and heart, because the situations were such that there was nothing but call out to Him. That's how it was. And as a sequel to it, Erich adds that the results that we find now, that majority of them are those who were in those gas chambers, come to Baba now. That's what I feel, who had called out to Him, inadvertently, unknowingly, and all this. They have kept their identities like, you may call it, Jews or this or that, but it seems to me like that. Mm-hmm. That unknowingly they feel like, oh yeah, He is that, we know it. Yeah. Just see a picture, just see this, just hear the news, just this, and we say, well, what sort of thing is this? It's fantastic, why should they do like that? It took 40 years for me to accept the fact that He is what He says He is. I don't know Him yet. And these people, within 40 seconds, they say this. But it's a call that He heard, which went out from the heart. This is how I feel. And what He had said, it was my great compassion and love for humanity that made me do it, so that they could have the call right from the heart to me.
And also the fact that it happened while He was on the earth.
Yeah, that was like His presence. That's what it is. He comes there not to make you all complacent about it, but to arouse, get you awakened from it all, get you out of it.
As Jesus said, I came to bring the sword.
Not peace. That's right. Yeah, those were the words. Yeah. And people were surprised to hear this. That's why He is the Savior, not the one who allows you to savor your existence.
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So this He had said that at the time. What He wants from us is that cry, that need for Him is needed. And that need could not be created unless and until some drastic thing had to take place. And then you might say that why that particular sector was unfortunately was the target of this whole, cosmic drama.
They're the chosen people.
That's right. Well, because they thought that they were the chosen people.
You read the suffering servant psalms in the Old Testament. Yes, yeah. The whole identification of.
They were really chosen by Baba.
Yeah.
They were really chosen.
It seems so.
Because intense suffering means.
Intense suffering is closeness and proximity to Him. That is the thing.
Baba only.
Yeah.
Intense suffering. it's a gift.
Yeah, but Vinoba, these people don't take it like that. That's a gift. You see, when they suffer, well, we have. As soon as we come to Baba, we come to know Baba. There is terrible suffering in our house. How could he be the one who loves us? And now, what to answer? And if we were to answer,
See the life of Mirabai.
What is that?
How she suffered.
See how it is, yeah?
Because she had love for Baba.
Yeah.
That was the only reason she suffered.
And what? Mira, the great lover of the Lord. Yeah. She suffered to the degree where her husband, who was a prince, threatened her. And a lot of things were done to her to stop this nonsense of her taking the name of the Lord and singing His praise and dancing on the streets and all that. Do you realize what you are? You are of the royal family. And how come that you go on dancing like that and singing on the street like that? You know, it's amongst Indian women, you know how it is. Had the Westerners been, of course, nobody would have said that. So she was chided all the time, frequently. Many things happened to her. They tried to poison her, they tried to throw her from the heights, and nothing. She sailed through it. And then he threatened her that if you continue to do that, I'll throw you out of my kingdom. His own beautiful wife.
He tried first to kill her.
Kill her, yeah.
Poison her,
kill her, nothing. She sailed through.
Dragged into her because she was repeating her offspring.
Yeah.
The poison also failed to perform.
So then he threatened her to throw her out of the kingdom. He says, well, I don't mind. Because what will you do at the most? You'll throw me out of your kingdom. But for not listening to you. But if I were not to listen to him and not hold on to him, his kingdom is the whole creation. And suppose, if he were to throw me out of his kingdom, where will I be? So I don't mind you are throwing me out of your kingdom because I've got his whole creation. Because I can please him. He's pleased with me. I have a foothold there. Otherwise I won't have any foothold. Also, you ask me to stop remembering him. How is it possible? That's what she said. And there are many sweet songs and everything on that. Mira is Mira. Yeah, the hardships of these people who have gone through, you know, in comparison to our hardships, that our hearts are broken, our families are broken, we don't have this, our limbs are broken, it's all nothing compared to this.
The hardship. She was thrown out of the kingdom.
Yeah.
The king ordered that nobody should help her. So yeah. She went outside the kingdom. On her own, she wanted to go to Vrindavan, where Krishna was born. That place, she wanted to visit. But she had no means to go, so she went on foot. So she was a queen, she never had the practice of walking.
Delicate feet were there.
So, her feet got stolen, thorns got into them. Then she had nothing to eat because no food was given to her. So she was hungry. And then, ultimately, the temple came, she could not walk. She fell down. And then she was unconscious for a certain time. And when she became conscious, she saw that a guru was taking this, her head, was eating her flesh. So, what do you think she thought? She said to the guru, you can eat my flesh. I will not prevent you from that. But please don't eat my
eyes. I want to see my Lord.
How is it? She never thought of her body. In spite of all these difficulties.
That is called suffering. That degree.
Yeah. I would think so.
Oh, I didn't have breakfast. I didn't have good sleep tonight. I'm suffering from insomnia. It's true. This is modern age suffering. Insomnia, hunger, constipation, headache. Pardon?
in one of our songs, he has described this. So this is an authentic thing.
Yeah.
He has described this incident. And from that, even now, sir.
Yeah, are sung by all in the country.
Was she at the time of Krishna?
No, no.
He was a different 300 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And Baba says, we should have love, and we are love to love.
The time of Christ?
No, no, years ago.
After the Christ.
Years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was during the reign of Akbar, I think. And Akbar, the emperor, went there in disguise to take her darshan. Who was a Muslim, Mughal, and she was a Hindu. So barriers of caste, creed, religion are shattered where the love for the Lord is. There's the oneness there. Yeah. No barriers there. No sex, no barriers, no religion, no caste, nothing of that sort. Where true love is.
I would also think it would have been incredible to have witnessed Baba's suffering.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But we have not taken the form, you see, body to suffer. He takes it for our sake, his infinite bliss. And donning the human form is nothing but suffering. He lays aside his infinite bliss while he is in human form. He does not use it at all. That's what he told us. He uses infinite power and infinite knowledge. Power is kept at abeyance, and infinite knowledge is there, reveals. Mm-hmm. And infinite bliss, he sheds that and keeps it there and dawns upon itself, the reality, the human form, and that is suffering. We call it human form, but it's really suffering. It is through suffering that we reach him. Through suffering, he alleviates our suffering. His suffering is to alleviate our suffering. Alleviate our suffering means what? Reach the reality. Yeah. Where no body is needed. Body is to be discarded, nothing, no use. Body is there to give the experience of suffering. Suffering is there to get us close to him. When we get close to him, he takes upon our suffering and releases us of our body. You see, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Simple. The formula is like that.